I wish to announce to you that in this nation, we have gotten to a point where we need God to help us. Men has failed us. Leaders has failed us. Circumstances has failed us. But I know one man that will not fail. Because it's the same yesterday, today, and forever. His name is Jesus. Permit me to speak to us this morning on what I call divine help. Divine help. How far a man will go in life is in proportion to the measure of help he has received. There are places we would like to get to. We always need someone to assist us get there. Have you ever seen anyone up there? It will take a sincere help of another person to pull him up. I prophesy today, well, you will fulfill your dream, God will make help available. In the name of Jesus. This is the month of June. Do you agree with me? That is the month of June. Are you sure? And you know what June means? Joy unspeakable, now expected. Something is going to spark up this month. We're already at the middle of the year. The first half may not have favored us. But I have good news for someone here today. That in this second half of the year, the destiny of this nation will be established. Amen. Your own destiny as well will be established. Amen. If you believe it, shout a better amen. Amen. In Luke chapter 1 verse 26, the Bible says in the sixth month, the Lord sent a Gabriel to a virgin named Mary. The message to Mary was peculiar to that particular month. It means every 6 months, angel Gabriel is being discharged to carry news of favor. I'm here to announce to you that in this sixth month, favor will knock at your door. It will be your month of good news. It will be your month of angelic visitation. In the name of Jesus. Three entities could be referred to as an angel. Number one, the angelic being, such as Angel Gabriel, Angel Michael. Because there are some cases that require Michael to descend. Those enemies that says you will not get to the peak of your destination, Michael will deal with them in this meeting. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There are situations whereby God sent angel to earth. You will see them once in a lifetime. They will just come up here and off they go. But they will deliver that which God has sent them. This month of June, God will send that angel to you in the name of Jesus. So there are angelic beings. Number two, you could also look at the pretty woman and call her an angel. Do you agree with me? Somebody was searching through my phone one day. And you know, she saw angel one, angel two, angel three. And she said, sir, you even have angel's number? I said, yes. Angel one is my wife's MTM number. Angel two is her IT salad. Angel three is her shelter. Praise the Lord. So you see a beautiful woman, you could refer to her as what? As an angel. Number three, you could also refer to someone as an angel. I mean someone that appeared to you at the nick of time. When you needed help the most. Somebody that showed face when all hope was lost. Somebody that showed face that restored hope back to you. Somebody that came to you when it looks as if all is over. Somebody that restored hope back to you. Such a person could be called what? An angel. Such an angel will appear to you this month. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Divine help. We need help because there are many things we cannot do on our own. We need help because there are things we have been assigned to do. Then we need men to help us achieve our dream. Do you agree with me? There would be no pastor if there are no congregation. So the reason why somebody is being addressed as a pastor is because of you. Because you are here. How will it look like if I came in here this morning and all the seats were empty? Will I be talking the way I'm talking today? No, I won't. So tell your neighbor, you need me. And I need you as well. But you see, we need the help of God. Because it is only God that is unlimited. There is no one on earth that is not limited. Unfortunately, a lot of people have trusted so many people, but they've been let down over the years. A good example is many of us will rely on our leaders, but you can agree with me that our leaders failed us. Severally. But there is only one man that can make promise, and he can stand by the promise. Why? Because it's unlimited. Man may fail you, but God will not. In the name of Jesus. I've seen a lot of women that trust in their husband so much. Everything they want to do, sweetheart, mine, they depend so much on their husband. But you know, situations, circumstances, experiences, even the scripture has confirmed to us over the years that husband can fail wife. It's not an eyesore. Husband can do what? Can fail wife. Husband can fail wife. A good example is in Genesis. The book of Genesis 26 from verse 6. We saw it in that scripture where Isaac did it to his wife. What his father did. When Sarah needed Abraham the most, Abraham let her down. And you know, a lot of people have been asking questions. Why will Abraham lie that Sarah is the sister? Why can't he just stand up to expectation and say, she's my wife? A man is expected to be what? To protect the wife. But in this case, Abraham exposed the wife. Why? Because, you know, he's afraid of his life. He might lose his life in the process. So the only thing he could say is, please, don't say it's a reflex action because it was premeditated. They discussed it before they got to the place. Abraham told his wife, please, oh, if we get to that place. And they ask, who are you to me? You know, you are a fair woman. I will just tell them, you are my sister. I don't want to lose my life. If I say I'm your husband, they may kill me if the king has eyes on you. Abraham is afraid that a 90-year-old woman can be snatched away. Because at 90, Sarah was looking snatchable. What a woman. Unfortunately, we have some girls even at 17. If they dash you, you will think twice. Praise the Lord. But at 90, she was what? She was looking snatchable. So Abraham failed his wife when the wife needed him the most. I've seen a situation, there was a case, it happens in Lagos then, armed robbers broke into the house and they pointed gun at the husband's ear because they wanted to make love to the wife. What would the husband do? The wife was the one reporting the issue. The husband was telling the wife, please let them. Don't let me die. Please allow them. Allow them. And the wife was like, sweetheart, you.
But in the face of God. So man, husband can fail their wives. It has happened over and over again. It's not a news. It happens in the Bible. Abraham disappoints Sarah. Isaac did the same thing to Rebecca. Hallelujah. So husband can fail wife. At the same time, it might interest you to know that wife can fail their husband. I've seen a lot of women, their slogan has been, for better, for stay, for worse, for go. It's not today. It's in the Bible. Job chapter 2, verse 7 to 9. A man lost everything. That was the same man that they were enjoying all things together. Do you understand? Because he was so rich. They had everything enjoyed together. But in this case, the man lost everything in one day. All the contract, all the business, all the company got burned. The children died. Everything happens to him. In fact, he lost his health. The only thing left for him is the wife. The wife that would have been a pillar of encouragement. And say, my husband, never mind. Even though you fall, you will rise again. The wife looked at the whole situation. And the only thing she could say is, ah, you this man. Only God knows what you have done. Please, curse God and die. Because if you don't die, I won't remarry. And I'm still very young. Curse God and do what? And die. That was all she could say to the husband. A lot of women could disappoint their husband. They could fail their husband. No wonder the Bible says, they that trust in chariots, they stumble and they fail. Praise the Lord. How many of us are trusting in the Lord? One young lady came crying to the office one day, and I asked her what happened. She said, the husband break her heart. I said, why did you give your heart to him? Give your heart to a man and he broke it. Didn't you see it in the scripture that said, commit your heart unto the Lord. Commit your heart unto who? Unto the Lord. You carry your heart, give a man. What do you expect me to say? The man broke it now, you are crying. Commit your heart unto the Lord. If you commit your heart to the Lord, two of you will be looking at your heart in the hand of the Lord. Amen. It is the surest and the safest place on earth. Because the heart is fragile. But you carry your own heart, go give man. The man can't break the heart. You are not coming to me. What can I do? Am I the potter? Praise the Lord. Wife can fail their husband. Do you know that parents can fail their children? Many people trust in their parents so much, but parents can also let you down. So your help is not in the hands of your parents. Believe me today, I have seen cases of parents that made heaven and earth promises to their children. Don't worry, even if you want to go to Oxford University, we'll be available for you, we'll be there for you. But they are not the owner of their life. Many a times in the process, the parents will die. And the child will become helpless. The children will now, their future will be shattered. Their hope will be lost. So over the years, they did not plan it that way. But it's because they are limited. No wonder the Bible says, for vain is the help of man. Who is that man that will make promises that will stand by it? What if I said I'm coming here next Sunday to come and preach? And before next Sunday comes, God took my life. I expect you will say, God forbid. Why did you just keep quiet? You want me to die? Congregation can disappoint their pastor. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 49. Verse 16 to 18. Isaiah 49, verse 16 to 18. He said, can a woman forget her sucking child? Neither will she have compassion on the child of her womb. He said, yeah, they may forget. Because by the time they are asleep, they don't know what is happening to that child. Parents, are they not sleeping? If we are not sleeping, how will our daughters be carried away?
One way or the other, we are asleep. We are not in the place of prayer. Praise the Lord. So when they are asleep, they know nothing that happens to the children. So parents can fail their children. I heard the story of a man. Himself, his wife, and his daughter, they were on a boat, sailing, enjoying themselves on the high sea. They have sailed to the middle of the high sea. And all of a sudden, this terrible wind came. It became so boisterous that the ship, the boat, capsized. And the problem is, what do we do? They don't even know what to do. It is only the man who could swim. Not the wife, not the daughter. So he has to back the wife and was holding the daughter with one hand, getting ready to sew her across. How will he do that? The distance is so far. He tried. He did his best. But by the time he looked at the bay, he's so far. He knew that his strength is already failing him. There is no way he could carry the wife and the daughter across. But there is a shortcut to the left. That one is shorter, but they have to go through a tunnel. And that tunnel can only take two people. It can't take three. So he has to make a decision. So when he got to the tunnel, he looked at the wife. He looked at the daughter. Someone has to go. Then who will go? He looked at the daughter. The daughter said, "Daddy, you want to leave me?" Ha. He looked at the wife. The wife said, "Sweetheart, don't forget we started together. You know me before you know these children." Praise the Lord. There was no time for more thinking or meditation. He had to let the daughter go. He swam across with the wife. But as the daughter was going down, drowning, she was screaming. He heard the groanings of the daughter. And that haunted him for years. Why? That man is limited. Many of us, our parents must have let us down one way or the other. It wasn't their fault. But because vain is the help of man. Praise the Lord. I'd like you to also know that your friend can fail. Friends can fail you. They may disappoint you. They may let you down. Your help is not in their hand. Hallelujah. That is the more reason why when God sent the ravens to feed Elijah, he's supposed to have asked that question. Why did you send the ravens to feed Elijah? There are other birds there. Elijah is a clean man of God, so holy that he could release fire any day, anytime. But why would you send a bird like a ravens? A ravens is a bird that doesn't feed on anything that is clean, except dead bodies. A ravens is one bird that is so stingy. The Bible even confirmed it that consider the ravens. He can't even share food with his own children. Praise the Lord. Why is it that it's such a bird that you have to send to feed Elijah? The Lord said to me in that research, I said, "Son, I send the ravens for two purposes. Number one, I send the ravens as a symbol that the time has come for you to begin to eat the riches of the Gentiles. The most stingy person on earth, when they encounter you, they begin to release their treasure." And I'm prophesying to somebody here today, that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. He said, number two, I send the ravens because what I gave the ravens to deliver is a clean food. He will not partake in it. He will deliver it the same way. He will not eat out of it. So God said, those people that will share in my glory, I will not send them to you. No matter how you mount pressure, no matter how connected you think you are, no. Provided they are going to say, if not for us, you will not be where you are, God will prevent them
Praise the Lord. So your help is not in any man's hands. Your help is in the Lord. Can I hear a better amen to that? So your friends can fail. 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1 to 7. The story of that widow woman. Do you remember? She has neighbors. She has friends. But the truth of the matter is that even the friends cannot assist her. Because I remember the time she was asked to go and borrow vessels. She was able to gather several vessels because those vessels were empty. In other words, the neighbors themselves, they are as poor as the woman. All they have in their house were empty vessels. That's a symbol that they were poor. Look at the story of that man called Jabesh. I know many of us, we have heard the story. Some people have said it to us that Jabesh was a poor man. Please, no. Jabesh wasn't a poor man. The Bible said he was more honorable than all his brethren. Is that not correct? The only problem is that he's the head of the poor. And also, when Jabesh began to pray, it revealed to us the original identity of Jabesh. You remember his prayer? Oh, that thou wouldest bless me indeed. In other words, people thought I'm blessed, but I know this blessing is not real. So bless me indeed according to their expectation. Bless me that way. That was the prayer of Jabesh. That was what we prayed. So that many times you see some people in church and you think, oh, these people should be able to assist me. And you keep going to them, maybe because of the way they used to dress or the way they used to dance, their courage, you know, or the kind of car they use, you know. You may not know that some of these things at times could be camouflage. Praise the Lord. Put your trust in God. Many of us, we are putting our trust in our brothers in the U.S., our sister in Canada. And believe me, many a times when you trouble them on phone, they change their line. I pray that from now on, your call will not enter voicemail. Amen. That is if you put your call right. Put your call through to God. It will not go to voicemail. Hallelujah. Everyone on earth can fail you. The only man that cannot fail, Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13. Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13. Are you there? Isaiah 41, verse 10 to 13. Thank you, Father. Is someone there? Fear thou not. For I am with thee. I need an amen to that. Amen. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yea, I will help thee. Your amen is sick. Amen. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Amen. Behold, all that they were incensed against thee shall be ashamed and confounded. They shall be as nothing. They that strive with thee shall perish. Thou shalt seek them, thou shalt not find them. Even them that contended with thee, they that war against thee shall be as nothing and as a thing of naught. Look at verse 13. For I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will. He's the only one who made promises and will never fail. Put your trust in God. He will not disappoint you. My mother used to have a very big poultry in Lagos. But as at that time, she was falling sick, and then the doctor said she has to reduce her stress. But you know all these old women, they even get sick if they are not filled with activities. While we are trying to reduce what she's doing at the farm, she also wants to be selling egg. People that used to come and carry egg, they used to come to the poultry. But she said, no, she needs a container where she will be packing the egg and she will still be selling egg. I said, Mama, you can't do that. She said, no, that is what she wants. I should give her money to buy a container. I don't have money for a container. She pestered me. She did everything. I refused to give her money for a container. She left me alone. She went back to her house. But a day, I think 3 days after, I had a terrible dream. in the middle of the night at about 1 a.m. I woke up and I cried out. What happened? I had a dream that somebody came to tell me that my mother passed away. And then they took me there. I got there. I opened the casket. I saw her enemy lying down there. And I began to cry. And the only thing I could remember is, and this woman asked me for container. I refused to give her money for container. See what I've done to myself. And I began to cry. And I cried out. So my wife woke me up and said, "What is it you are crying?" I said, "Hey, I'm crying." She said, "Yes." I said, "Am I dreaming?" She said, "It's like you are dreaming. You are crying." I said, "Hey." I jumped out of bed, opened my drawer, counted 70,000 for container. And I was looking for my car key. My wife said, "Where are you going to?" 1 a.m. I said, "Hey, 1. I sat in the parlor and I was looking at time. "Lord, please, let it just be 4 o'clock. 4 a.m., I'm out of this house." And you know, that time the time was so slow. And I kept on praying to God, "God, don't just kill her before I'll get there. Don't let her die. She's all I've got. Please don't let her die." Eventually, by 4:15, I was out. I got to their house. You know, from my family house, from outside, you can't see. You will not even know who is outside. So, but when I have to go through the back door, then I had my sister and my mother. My mother was telling her, "Please go and open the door for Pastor." And my sister was like, "How do you know he's Pastor? Pastor cannot come to our house at this time." She said, "Open the door for him, he's the one." But she's a woman I knew for a long time, that she's a spirit. She led me to Christ, you know, all those things. And if not that, I would think maybe she's already, you know, one of those. Honestly, that was what happened. Because how will she know I was the one at the door? She told my sister, she said, "Go and open the door for him, he's the one." So as soon as my sister opened the door, the first thing she asked me is, "Have you brought the money?" I said, "If this will make me have rest, take." My sister said, "No wonder. Do you know for the past 3 days, she refused to eat. She has been praying, 'God, touch his heart. God, touch his heart. God, touch his heart. God, touch his heart.' Now, she troubled me for money for container. I refused to give. But she troubled the one who has the soul of the king and that of the priest in his hands." That is why I said, put your call to the right place. God can cause several Joseph to have dreams. Several Pharaoh can begin to dream. All because of you. I decree today, everyone that needs to have a dream, for you to get what God has prepared for you, before this week is over, God will give them a double dose of dream in the name of Jesus. Let's take one more scripture, then I close. Just one more scripture. Are you ready? Exodus chapter 2. Exodus 2 verse 16 to 21. Exodus 2, 16 to 21. Thank you, Father. Are you there? He said, "Now the priest of Midian had 7 daughters, and they came and drew water and feed the troops to water their father's flock. And the shepherds came and drove them away. But Moses stood up and did what?" I can hear you say that. He did what? Helped them and watered their flock. Number one, he helped them. Number two, the first help was that he delivered them from the hands of the shepherd. He helped them. Number two, he did what? He watered their flock. Which means after the first help, he continued to the second level of what? Help. The word of God now said, he said, and watered their flock. And when they came to Reuel, their father, he said, "How is it that ye have come so soon today?" Somebody is going to say that to you very soon. Now, I'm saying something to you. Now, for you to get there on time, you need divine help. When help is available, the journey that will take people 20 years, you can complete it before this year is over. So I prophesy in the name of Jesus, help will locate you in the name of Jesus.
The same thing happened in the book of Genesis.
The word of God said, Isaac said to his son, how come you have made this so quickly, my son? He said, because the Lord thy God brought it to me. What others are looking for, God brought it to me. So when God make earth available, you are faster than expected. You are thinking, oh, will we get there maybe in the next 5 years? No, God will say, no, 5 years is 2 months. You can get there in 5 months if earth is available. If help is available. The man said, how come you people come so soon? They said, an Egyptian deliver us out of the hands of the shepherd, number one, and also drew water enough for us and watered the flock. And he said unto his daughters, where is he? Why is it that he have left the help? Call him that he may eat bread. Now look at verse 21. And Moses was content to dwell with the man. And he gave Moses Zipporah, his daughter. Now, Moses was contented to do. You know, when I was studying this place, I discovered there are three major kinds of help. Number one is what I call a waiting help. Tell your neighbor, say, help is waiting. No, before the daughters of the Midianite got to that well, Moses was there waiting. There is someone hearing the sound of my voice. At every junction, you will find yourself. Help will be waiting for you. In the name of Jesus. I'm talking to just 51 people here. Before you get to your next junction, help will be waiting for you. In the name of Jesus. I'm waiting help. The second kind of help is what I called what? Following help. The man didn't just wait there. Do you remember? What did he do? He was following them. There is someone here today. Throughout this year, everywhere you find yourself, wherever you go, help will follow you. This same way, I say help will follow you. In the name of Jesus. Who am I talking about this morning? Help followed them. And number three, we call it a resident help. They have decided to stay in their house. No wonder pastor said, God knows your house address. Excuse me. There is help coming to stay with you. Amen. It's a permanent residential address for your help. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen.